answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My friends, this is only a partial list, but it's enough to affirm what I've said time and again. Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House. Mr. President, today we welcome you here to thank you for your pivotal leadership in putting forward a proposal that got the backing of almost the entire world. A proposal that brings all our hostages home. A proposal that ends the war by achieving all our objectives. A proposal that opens the door to an historic expansion of peace in our region and beyond our region. Mr. President, you are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr. President, we will achieve this peace.
The words of Benjamin Netanyahu before the Knesset, with President Trump on stage with him, as President Trump went to Israel to witness the signing of this new peace. And Netanyahu is correct. You've got every nation in the world that's involved, I should say most involved, that have been active. But there is always a but, and it's going to happen here as well. You still have Hamas. While they have released all the prisoners they had that are alive, 20, bodies have yet to be returned, all the bodies. That could be really a legitimate issue, not trying to hide them or anything. It could be that they've can't locate them, they're destroyed, maybe in some of the Israeli raids, or by Hamas hiding beneath the bodies, so Israel had to get to the Hamas operatives. And it ended up destroying the bodies. We'll never know. I mean, there's so many things in a story like this that you will never know everything. But you can take some solace in how it's come to this end right now. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA, October 13, 2025. With Larry Connors USA, you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. Before we complete this hour, you're going to have more knowledge than you do right this moment. I make sure that we stack a lot of information. It's not just me mouthing and telling stories in between some sound bites. We're delivering information. I make sure that you get this information. If you're not writing it down, well, you know what? You can always pull up a podcast. When we finish each day, every program goes up as a podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And reminding you, get the Newstalk STL app on your phone and you can pull it up, the podcast, via your cell phone. And also reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. Like right now. Right this moment, if you go to Newstalk STL Rumble or Larry Connors USA Rumble, you're going to see the program in action. Glad to have you with us. This is an historic day. Make no mistake about it. Coming up, as we're talking about education, he's back. Dr. Fake. ringing the bell, an alarm that another pandemic will be coming. Now, this kind of be like, you know, there'll be a hurricane next year. Yeah, probably so. But will there be a pandemic like we had with COVID, with China and Wuhan and Dr. Fake all behind it? Or it's just CYA. You guys, you wouldn't listen to me. I'm a man of science, and I'm telling you, there'll be another pandemic coming, and you will not be ready. But we're not ready for you to lead us through that again, I'll tell you that. In fact, we will not stand for it. We'll get into that a little bit later. Again, in front of the Israeli Knesset, which is the Israeli form of our Congress, President Trump.
And let me also convey my tremendous appreciation for all of the nations of the Arab and Muslim world that came together to press Hamas to set the hostages free and to send them home. We had a lot of help. We had a lot of help from a lot of people that you wouldn't suspect. And I want to thank them very much for that. It's an incredible triumph for Israel and the world to have all of these nations working together as partners in peace. And it's pretty unusual for you to see that, but it happened in this case. This was a very unusual point in time, a brilliant point in time. Generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change and change very much for the better. Like the USA right now, it will be the golden age of Israel and the golden age of the Middle East. It's going to work together.
We would hope so, wouldn't we? Ben Weingarten is the editor-at-large for Real Clear Investigations. He wrote a piece for The Federalist I want to share with you. As much as we want to praise what has happened, you have to watch shadows behind you and sometimes right in your face. He points out, in the opening, the biggest obstacle to Trump's Israel-Hamas peace deal is jihadi ideology. That's true. If you wipe out every member of Hamas, that inherent jihadist attitude is still there for many. They may be Hamas, they may be Palestinian, they may be in Lebanon, Syria. He goes on and says, President Trump has put America first in Middle East policy, like none of his peers. He's helped neutralize our enemies while avoiding needless conflicts, naive regime change operations. He's strengthened our allies and fostered peaceful relations so they can serve as a bulwark against shared threats and we can focus elsewhere. The Biden years put Iran first. Damn right they did. Under the second Trump administration, the world's leading state-sponsored jihad find itself severely hobbled. Talking about Iran. And, of course, then we had the Abraham Accord expansion. Everything was moving forward. The Trump administration has a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. That's how they started, trying to bring this all together. But, of course, Hamas was still running Gaza. They've had rule over Gaza for 20 years, and they've had violence, repression, corruption, and now to the total destruction of Gaza, as it were. There are militias built within families in Palestine. Now that this has been brought up, they have been coming out of the woodwork fighting against Hamas. And in some cases, Hamas is coming to them to slaughter them. So they must fight against them. They've been living in the midst of this war, and they want to be out of it. Hostages released, that helps. But Hamas, whose attitude of murdering Jews and perpetuating a second Holocaust in Israel, needs to be committed to a plan that calls for Gaza's de-radicalization and a demilitarization, not just a hostage for jihadist trade that stops the war and rolls Israeli forces back. That's according to Ben Weingarten in his writing for The Federalist, and I fully agree with him. Demilitarization of Gaza, as he writes. This completes or contemplates a process of this demilitarization, destroying the terrorist infrastructure and the enclave that they hide behind. But these nations' leaders, as Ben Weingarten asked in his piece for The Federalist, do these nations' leaders have the capability or the will to do what is necessary to suppress jihadist forces in Gaza? Very good question. And it's not just in Gaza. It's elsewhere. The jihadists are spread all across the globe now. We don't know how many we have in our nation. Thank you, Joe Biden, for opening the border to anyone unvetted coming in. And we know the Muslim migration across Europe has many jihadists in its midst. I'll repeat again, as I've said repeatedly, not every Muslim is a jihadist, but every jihadist is a Muslim. I was communicating with a friend of mine, Jewish, and I said, it's a great day for celebration, if it will hold. And he said, in fact, let me read his text directly. No, I'm not going to give you his name as a personal text, but he makes a very simple point. Hamas equals Palestinians. He's Jewish, that's why he sees it. And adds, almost all of them sympathizers. That's probably true. If not sympathizers, they're active. And some of them might not want to be, but I mean, if you're being watched by your fellow brother and they see that you're looking like you might not be a jihadist, you could be next, have your head on the chopping block. This is another part of the deal that we got to work our way through. Back in this nation, the Schumer shutdown continues, and now even, get this, are you listening? Jake Tapper calling out the Democrats.
Blaming the Republicans for the shutdown, but in point of fact, it's the Democrats in the Senate who are refusing to vote for the clean continuing resolution to fund the government for 7 weeks. I mean, that just as a point of fact, the way that we have always covered shutdowns is that the party that is not voting for the CR, the continuing resolution to fund the government, is the party that is blocking the government funding and is responsible for the shutdown. That's how we did it the last time in 2018, 2019. That's the time we did before that during the Obama administration. I mean, it's your party that is refusing, in the Senate, that is refusing to vote for the continuing resolution.
Yeah, he's right. They're actually trying to play fair and calling out the Democrats. Your party, Chucky, that is bringing this to halt. We talked earlier about all the leverage that's still to be used to force the Democrats to back out, and the coming elections will be one part of it. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says, lay it all at the feet of the Democrats.
We have voted 8 times to pay the troops, pay TSA agents, Border Patrol agents, you know, everybody serving in the federal government, and to make sure these services are provided for veterans and the elderly disabled who need them so much. 8 times now, Democrats in Congress have voted to close the government. We're on day 10. It's real pain for real people, and they seem not to care.
Yeah, they seem not to care. And here's the other pressure point that Trump has done. They're pulling $1 billion from an agency that they think they don't really need it, and they're making that available to pay our troops so our troops will not miss a payday. They may have to do something like that with air traffic controllers, because as we near Thanksgiving, that could really mess up travel and plans. Who are you going to blame then? You didn't want to go to Grandma's house? You don't like her stuffing? Senator Kennedy says, despite this being the Schumer shutdown, well, I'll come to that in a moment. Let me back off for a moment. Senator Kennedy was pointing out that we have so many on the left pushing more freebie, freebie, freebie. They want to extend the Obamacare. Now, there'd been an offer from the Republicans. All right, we'll grant you that. We'll extend it 1 year. And that still didn't bring them back to the table. Senator Kennedy.
The real point from 35,000 feet is Obamacare exchanges are broken.
Yeah.
I mean, they were supposed to make insurance cheaper and more accessible. It's done neither.
Yeah.
And it's so bad that people will not buy the exchanges unless the federal government pays them to.
Yeah.
It was just like electric cars. I never could understand. They said electric cars are swell. And I'd always think, well, electric cars are so swell, how come you have to pay people to buy them?
Perfect point, right? It's the way they think. Nonsense. Did you miss a previous hour? Shame on you. Where Ambassador Hillary Clinton, Ambassador to blah, 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 says we need to be worried about the latest heat coming for women. And Senator Kennedy did point out Schumer really isn't leading the pack anymore.
How can I put this? I think that the Congresswoman is single-handedly trying to put an end to dumb blonde jokes. And our attitude is, you've heard me say it before, our secret plan is Operation Let Her Speak.
Let her speak.
And Chuck, just he sees what we see.
Yeah.
But he can't seem to figure out how to defeat it.
Because he has no gonads to go after AOC and the leftists. Let her speak. Let AOC speak. They'll bring themselves down. Perfect. All right, coming up, Dr. Fake warning you another pandemic will be coming. Don't you want me back? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. And John Beale and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beale. John Beale Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beale Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. I've got a great evening planned for you. We start with dining at the Oak Street Inn Lounge in Connellville. We enjoy sunset on the rooftop, then down to the speakeasy. Just one visit, you're going to see why I'm always talking about the Oak Street Inn and Lounge. Plus, you might want to plan a staycation, a romantic getaway. Check out OakStreetInnAndLounge.com for various events this summer. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville. Oak Street Inn and Lounge, Connellville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And then there's the transformative, if I might use that word, experience that we've all had now in year five of COVID. So the thought that we won't have another pandemic, I think, is naive at best and just not completely unrealistic at worst. So to rephrase your question, I'm convinced that there will be another pandemic. And that's the reason why we have to be perpetually prepared to prevent the terrible impact of a pandemic.
Yeah, because we saw what happened last time, didn't we? Under your leadership, Dr. Fake, you can't argue against me. I represent science. Follow the science. Riddle me this. Where in science does it say a man can become pregnant? Where in science does it say that if you just decide you're a different gender, you automatically are? That your whole body changes? It doesn't happen, does it? So Dr. Fauci was on NPR saying there's going to be another pandemic. Well, you know, I think I could predict that. At some point in the history, there will be another pandemic. Will be as bad as this one was? Well, if we had the past leadership in charge, yeah, hell, it would be. Well, we're not going to go down that road again. Now, possibly decades down the road, they'll be new to it and they won't realize it. And we will still have some old-timers hanging around. Don't look at me like that. We'll still have some old-timers hanging around saying, you don't remember what they did? Yeah, we'll remind them, won't we? So here's Fauci, director of the National, former director. I really wish he were still in charge. I do. You know why? So we could fire him. That's why. Former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The same one who said, we don't do any bioweapon research in China when he was funneling money to Wuhan, that lab. I will concede, and I agree, in fact, I promote the idea, we need to know what kind of viruses are out there and how best to control them, and if they're released upon the public, how best to get a handle on them. But I'm not going to give that information to China to work out a solution. Are you an idiot? Guy comes to rob your house, you get the shotgun out, and you hand it to him. Yeah, you're not going to do that. But he says another pandemic is inevitable, and humanity must be perpetually prepared for it. He said you can compare HIV/AIDS and COVID-19 pandemics. He said, we have an emerging infectious disease, the potential to spread widely. It is a perpetual challenge. He said, expect the unexpected. Well, we certainly got that with COVID, didn't we? And perpetual preparedness is ready. He says the only way you address this is perpetual preparedness. Well, we listened to you the last time as to what to do. How did that turn out? How many hundreds died when they didn't need to? How many children were cheated out of an education? How many never got to graduate and walk across the stage? He wrote a paper in 2024. And he wrote, misinformation and disinformation are, quote, the universal enemies of pandemic control. Whoa, there's that word, control. You said the word you weren't supposed to. If we're going to have pandemic control, if we're going to help save people or anything like that, but you put the word control in there, we know what you planned by that. And for him to write misinformation and disinformation, and you were guilty of both, and the NIH as well, and they have admitted, Fauci in the beginning said, you don't need to get a mask. Masks won't do anything. Then, yeah, maybe you should get a mask. Then, no, if you're going to get a mask, it's got to be a fully protective mask. And then, you got to get the shots. If you get the shots, you won't need the mask. Oh, well, maybe you will. And you might need a booster on top of that. And they wonder why folks are not lining up to get flu shots now or anything else like that. They broke trust with the American people. And when you do that, everything you bring us, we're going to look at with a slanted eye and say, what are you doing here? Oh, well, we're trying to present possible, positive information against the enemies of pandemic control. Oh, that control word again. And if you recall, and he pointed out in his paper, the COVID-19 pandemic was amplified by online platforms that spread falsehoods faster than ever before. Where's your proof that it actually amplified the problem? It amplified the talk. And amplified the people that were trying to say, hey, my aunt did this, and they were shut down. They were ostracized. If you're not going to get the jab, you're going to lose your job. I don't care if you're with Navy SEAL Team 6. He says, I hope the corporate memory of COVID-19 will motivate sustained interest and support for public health infrastructure. Oh, yeah. We don't need corporate memory. We have American citizen memory. And we know exactly what you did to us, what your plans were. Fauci has noted, well, we made several failures during the COVID-19 pandemic, including poor coordination between government agencies, supply chain issues, the disconnect between public health and healthcare delivery. Well, you were in charge of all that, so if there's a failure, it's on you. Is it not? Yes, it is. But they were also created to fail. They wanted people to suffer. I want you to suffer. I want you to suffer and maybe die to prove the fact that, see, if it had the shot, you would have lived. But how many got the shot only to find out that the pharmaceutical companies never said it would prevent you from getting COVID again, nor would it save your life? And they were immune from liability because it was being brought up as a experimental drug at that time. And in the beginning, I have no issue with that. Trump said, let's cut some red tape, bring us a safe drug, but at warp speed, cut all the red tape that it takes. Sometimes red tape involves months, if not years, to test something. You got to admit that. And if maybe you needed 3 years, they wanted to cut it to maybe 6 months, you might have some issues. But at that time, we were all concerned, legitimately. And businesses were ordered shut, and you couldn't go this place or that place. I need to correct that. Unless you're Nancy Pelosi and you needed to get your hair styled. And when asked why, well, I make public appearances all the time. I have to. Nancy, I make public appearances too. And the last barber I saw left me bald. Maybe I should go see yours. Fauci said the goal is to control any future virus to the point it no longer disrupts normal social and economic interactions. You know, I have an answer for that, Dr. Fake. I have an answer to make sure whatever we see in the future does not disrupt normal social and economic interactions. We keep your hands off of it. And if you want to continue to try to direct us, control us, then I suggest we make an opportunity for you to say whatever you want from behind bars. You and all the rest of your cohorts that claim the American public was not smart enough to understand, and you were going to tell them what they thought and should not think, and you're going to close businesses and hurt children. Yeah, he's predicting another could come. I'll predict there'll be another hurricane, by the way. You should know that. Pritzker coming up, and he's lost as usual.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. You've worked hard for your money, so protect it. Meet my friend, Bob Leslie, and ask about the Gain and Retain Plan. Leslie Consulting, 40 years in the St. Louis area as a leader in brokerage and risk management. Call 314-721-0066, 721-0066. Oh, and ask Bob how he was the L.A. Dodger number one pick. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Uncle Sam statue of liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We have to step back and recognize that the President of the United States essentially has been pardoning people who are committing violent crimes. He himself is a convicted felon. He'd like to be able to pardon himself, but he was convicted in a state court in New York. Now he's going after the person who convicted him because he's so vindictive that and recognizes that he has so much power as the President of the United States that he can target his political opponents, and he's doing that. He's targeted me. He's targeted the mayor of Chicago. He's targeted lots of folks. We've seen people actually being prosecuted. So this is a dangerous time. The President of the United States is causing mayhem on the grounds in our state. He is going after his political opponents. I don't know why anybody would look at the situation and not recognize that he is moving toward making the United States an authoritarian regime in his own image.
Governor Pritzker of Illinois, I feel for you folks who live in Illinois. I really do. You've got a man there that just is lost. I mean, he wants you to believe that everything Trump is doing is to become an authoritarian government, a dictator. And yet, what is Pritzker doing in Illinois? You talk about a dictator. And, of course, he's got his minions like Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson fighting against ICE and everything they're trying to do to make your community safer, getting illegals off the street. And if you are one of the ones who think that they're going about it the wrong way, that the ICE is wrong, it should be shut down, and you don't like it, then why don't you start signing a petition for every Illinois resident that will say, I will take an illegal into my home. They can sleep in my child's bed with them. You're not going to do that, are you? Because you know that many of them being rounded up are guilty of crimes already and probably will be guilty of more. And all Trump is doing is trying to ensure safety. We would not have this issue. We would not have this issue if Joe Biden had not simply thrown the doors open to the border. Everybody can come in, everybody. And then even created an app that even before you get to the border, you can download this app, answer a few questions. So when you get there, you can say, President Biden's already approved me to come in. That's not an immigration process that will be good for our nation, obviously. We were talking the other day that some of these illegals coming in, they may just want to have a job and earn money for their family. That I understand. It would be a better life for them. And if they're just going about their own way doing it, I really don't have an issue with those people. But it's the vermin that are around them and hiding in their midst. But I do have an issue with some of them in trying to get a job that they're not qualified for, and then they go out and they end up killing people. Point, Florida, that truck driver, they got a license in California because they're so lenient. They want people to have a driver's license so then they can register to vote, which is illegal. Truck driver gets his license in California. He's in Florida. I don't know if he drove a truck there or how that all happened, but he's in Florida, and he decides to make a U-turn on an interstate. And a car crashes into him, killing people inside the vehicle, not him. And when they start looking at his test to find he could understand only two questions in English. Only two. And out of 15 or so road signs, he could identify only three or so. Oh, Larry, you're exaggerating. Oh, you're going to call me out on it? Oh, I'm glad you did. I love being called out. Let me share this with you. New York State's doing the same thing. Department of Homeland Security pointing out, New York State gave an Indian, a man from India, an illegal alien, a commercial driver's license. Means he can also drive an 18-wheeler down the highway. What's this guy's name? Normally I wouldn't care. I just say he's an illegal here from India. He should not have come into the country. But New York State gave him a driver's license. And you know what it says on the driver's license? I'm looking at it right here. No name given. That's what it says on the driver's license. No name given. And they give the guy a commercial driver's license. It's effective until 2028. Or it would be. I imagine now ICE is going to be, ICE Home Director of Homeland Security will be changing that. There's another point to be made as we begin to get all these illegal drivers off the road. The real truckers are making more money. Loads still have to be moved. Of course, they have to abide by rules as to how many hours they can be behind the wheel before they take a break. But it's also more money in their pocket when they are driving because the freight needs to be moved. Fewer drivers are available, legitimate drivers. So the legal drivers are getting a chance to make more money. Now, I don't know if it would be better now to be your own operator of your vehicle or working for someone else. But if things are working out the way they are at this point, it might be better to move forward. You heard Pritzker say Trump is going after his political enemies, just making things up. Does that kind of sound like you know who? What was it? Biden? And his attorney general, Mealy Mouth? But AG, New York Attorney General Letitia James, is under fire for mortgage fraud. Now, Trump did not have her over these years falsely sign and make claims on her mortgage. And Pritzker says, well, you know, this is what he's doing, going after his enemies just because he can. Well, a forensic analyst took a look at what she's been doing, and I've got to tell you, it is real.
First of all, she owns three properties, one on Peroni Avenue in Virginia, one on Sterling Drive in Virginia, and one in Brooklyn. This indictment covers the property on Peroni Avenue.
And I know the property in Brooklyn, the way she listed it with a certain amount of rooms in there.
Certain amount of units.
Units, okay.
She said it was four units. She said, well, I've always used this four units, blah, blah, blah. It's five units according to the certificate of occupancy. No owner of a property can determine their own occupancy. They have to get permission from the Department of Buildings to change the certificate of occupancy. Certificate of occupancy said five. She should have applied as commercial loans at higher rates. She should have applied for commercial insurance at higher costs. But she didn't. She treated it as a four unit or less property. It isn't a complicated case, but everybody's looking at that one property. There's two other properties that she committed mortgage fraud on, and every single mortgage document that she signed going back 42 years with her signature on it had falsified information.
Falsified information. Where was Trump 40 plus years ago? In dealing with a Letitia James. She lied on her documents to get a better rate and better mortgage. And she also, on one, claimed that her father was her husband. Yeah. But here comes the smartest man in the room, Jerome. No, I'm sorry, Jerome. It's not you. I take that back. It's Larry. No, it's not Larry either. The smartest man in the room who understands all of this, this Letitia James stuff and what Trump is doing, Chucky the Clown.
I haven't seen the specific factual affidavits and things like that, but yes, it was absolutely clear that they had no case. And one of them was fired because he wouldn't do it. To his integrity, he said, there's no case here. I'm not going forward. Then they find another one. It is just such a hallmark of tyrannical, autocratic dictatorship societies that they use the prosecutorial department as a political weapon. It is a disgrace, and every American, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, moderate, people should be forcefully rising up against this, speaking out against it, and making it clear how inimical this is to what our democracy has been for, stood for, you know, more than two centuries.
You know, I want to hear the opening part of his statement because he says, I haven't seen, but I have an opinion. Listen to this.
I haven't seen the specific factual affidavits okay. and things like that, but yes, it was absolutely clear.
No, stop it right there. You can't say it's absolutely clear. You haven't seen them. Jeez. Well, by the way, one other point about the American truckers, legal truckers. Some are saying we're being paid more per mile because Trump is forcing illegal migrants off the highways that never should have a license. One trucker declaring via X, and this is his claim, I don't know if it's true or not, but he put it up. He said, normally I do a job from Chicago to Fargo, North Dakota for $1,200. He said, I had a delivery broker call and offer me $1,800. He said, I took him up on the offer. Lord, I do hope this hangs around a little bit. So Americans are still kind of coming out on top, as they should. You know, I've told you repeatedly, if you want to see what could happen to our nation, you look at what's happening already to Europe. France, Germany, England. And in England, there's a battle over flying what they consider, just like our Stars and Stripes, Brits are having a battle because it is a frightening flag to illegals or maybe allowed immigration. And it focuses on the Union Jack.
It's time to take down the lamppost flags. I'm here on Epinal Way. There are flags hanging from almost every single lamppost. Now look, I love our flag. My wife wore that flag when she served in the British Army. I see flags flying proudly from flagpoles from public buildings. I see it when the England football team plays. And I don't think about those flags very much, actually. They're just there. It's quite nice. And yet here I am with flags flying from almost every single lamppost. They're getting a bit tatty. The cable ties are coming loose. They could blow off in the wind. And then I see flags painted on roundabouts. And that is just a bit weird. And you know, because you've seen it online and I see it in my inbox, that this does make people feel uneasy. And they ask, what message are these flags supposed to be sending?
That is a Labour Member of Parliament urging a county council to remove your Union Jack flags from lampposts. Union Jack is actually a Union flag. It's called Union Jack primarily because the smaller flag was at the front of a boat. That was called the Union Jack. But it's generally referred to as Union Jack flags now. But they want it removed. He wants it removed because it's making people feel uneasy. I don't think it's making the British feel uneasy. It's their flag. Oh, I get it. All the immigrants that have come into England, they don't like it. So you're going to let them dictate your culture and rewrite your history. Yeah, some of them are. They're going to do that. And they're going to do it in France and in Germany. And I preach this numerous times. Mass migration is behind this. And mass migration is going to change the shape and the demographics and the very culture of European nations. Most of the migration involves Muslim. That's not the issue, except the fact that they're not coming in to be part of your nation, to assimilate. They're coming in to destroy your nation. And you government leaders in the European Union, you're to blame for that. We know who's to blame in our nation, Joe Biden. Thank him every day for it. Yeah, right. So what did you learn this hour you didn't know before we started? Class back in session tomorrow at 6. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.